Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
Now, households could be set for a new cash boost as the government's windfall tax promises help with energy bills. The Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said today that the planned windfall tax could bring in a couple of hundred million euros to be used to help families with energy costs. However, the opposition are not happy at how long this legislation is taking. Christopher O'Sullivan, Fianna Fáil spokesperson on environment, and Darren O'Rourke, Sinn Féin TD, joins us now to discuss, and you're both very welcome to the programme this evening. Darren, I might come to yourself first as spokesperson on environment and climate action for Sinn Féin. I know the party is not happy with what's been announced today. Why not?
Well, first of all, there's an inordinate delay with introducing this piece of legislation. What we've heard today is that there's going to be even more of a delay, despite the fact that the European Commission first mooted windfall taxes and the opportunity to introduce windfall taxes as far back as October 2021. That's 20 months ago. The government here, in the form of the minister and the minister, then Minister for Finance, have, you know, resisted the introduction of windfall taxes unilaterally. They moved reluctantly when the European Union moved en bloc. That was back last September into October. This legislation, we've seen it. We've gone through pre-legislative scrutiny. And now we hear today that it's going to be further delayed. So one element of it is the TSE, the Temporary Solidarity Contribution, that hopefully we will see in the coming days and weeks and see it introduced before the summer recess. But the other element, which is the more significant element for Ireland, is the cap on market revenues. We won't see that now until the back end of the year. And significantly and importantly in the Irish context, that cap on market revenues only applies from December 2022 to June 2023. So this is the element that's really important for Ireland. It's the super excess profits from the renewable industry, in particular onshore wind and solar. And if we remember back to last summer, the really high prices were between April and August of last year, and all of that super excess profit will be hived off by the energy companies.
Because it's not going to be backdated until that date.
Is that
what you're saying? Yeah, okay. So I might ask you, Christopher, about that, because I know government has been saying today, you know, to an extent, it doesn't really matter that this is going to be delayed, this second part of the legislation, because it will be applied retrospectively. Darren making the point that it's not going to be applied retrospectively enough. It's going to skip the period where the highest profit were being made.
Yeah, and in an ideal world, like, I mean, I agree with Darren in the sense that it would have been great to have seen this legislation introduced sooner. As he pointed out, the directive was given in October. But the points being made by government today are also valid in that the actual dates haven't changed for the second part of the legislation, the cap on market revenue. Those dates remain from December 22 to June 23. And for the first part of it, that's the solidarity contribution from fossil fuel companies in Ireland. Corrib would be the example there. That remains for both the years 2022 and 2023. So they're the specified dates. They're not going to change. So while I would love to have seen the legislation pass prior to the Dáil raising for recess in July, the actual timing of the legislation being introduced doesn't actually matter, because we'll still be left with the same gains and windfall for budget 2024, which is a good news story, I might add, in terms of putting money back in people's pockets.
But to the point that I understand what you're saying, that the date of December 22 was in place before now, but I think Sinn Féin raised concerns about it when it was put in place or when it was announced in the first place. Why was that date picked? Why not go back to when the companies were making the highest profits?
Yeah, so it goes back to the EU directive in October, and that's when the dates were specified. And for the both elements, for the solidarity contribution, again, it was the years 2022 and 2023. And for the second part of it, the cap on revenue, market revenue, it was for December 22 to June 23. So they're the dates that we're working with. They've always been the dates that we've been working with.
Is that because the EU told us we had to? Is that what you're saying?
that's my understanding. But I get Darren's point. If for example, the directive had been given by the EU earlier and we had introduced this legislation, for example, in October, November, then we would have stood to have gained greater profits, okay, something so, in the region of 1.9 billion. But it must be said, we still have, there's going to be a significant windfall from this. And this is a positive
news
story.
Let's get back to that in a second, how significant that windfall is going to be. Darren, we had no choice.
So a couple of things in relation to that. First of all, I think, you know, and maybe we'll touch on this, that there are arguments with the design of the windfall tax itself in terms of where the thresholds should be. We're coming in at 120 euros a megawatt hour, whereas other countries, for example, France, are coming in at 100 euros a megawatt hour for wind and solar. So there's more to be gained there, and I think there's need for greater scrutiny in relation to that, and hopefully we'll have that at later stages when we see the bill. But importantly, in relation to the constraints of the European regulation. And it is the case that the European regulation specifies the dates. But other countries, for example, Austria, France and Belgium, have recognised the point that I made there, that it is offensive to see energy companies make the obscene profits that they did last summer and to not go after those or not to tax those.
So what have other countries done?
So they've introduced a direct tax. They've introduced a retrospective tax in relation to it. It would, you know, the government here should consider doing exactly the same. That's what Sinn Féin have been calling for. We specifically raised this with the European Commission when we went through pre-legislative scrutiny on the bill, and they said it is up to individual governments. We raised it with
all right,
the
so
officials
let's see what
in the department.
Has to say. Okay, so you could introduce a direct tax, Christopher, to get around the EU regulation.
We've also heard Sinn Féin suggest introducing caps on electricity prices, which would have essentially been a blank check to renewable energy companies.
We're living
company,
with the
to,
reality
to
of a blank
companies.
Check at the
and,
minute.
You know, we can pick other EU examples, but actually Ireland is going further than most other EU countries. Most other EU countries, for example, are only picking a margin of 33% on what's deemed excess profits. We're going with 75%. That's actually a higher figure than most other countries. But again, I want to come back to the fact that this is a good news story, and I don't understand how Sinn Féin are trying to into something negative. We will have between 300 million and 600 million, or 800 million, I should say, for budget 2024 to put back into 600 million exactly to put back into households to help them cope with energy bills for businesses who we have seen struggle with energy bills over the winter. This is something good, and also it's very positive in the fact that it's
600 million
renewable energies.
My understanding is 600 million is the best case scenario. The amount of money that we'll get is between 280 million and 600 million. So say even in the best case scenario, we get 600 million from the energy companies. The 600 euro energy credit that households got over the last sort of 24-month period or 12-month period, we'll say, that cost 1.2 billion. So best case scenario, we get 600 million from the energy companies. We're only getting 300 euro, as an energy credit.
But
we're getting half.
I think the fact, so if you took, for example, a measure like the energy credit, let's say we introduce something like that again in budget 2024, which is all up for debate. We hopefully will have more targeted measures this time, because we'll have, as budget 2023 was quite reactive in terms of easing the burden of energy, we have time to plan this out further. So, for example, where we saw holiday homes, for example, getting the 200 euro credit last time around, we should be able to design some type of mechanism that doesn't happen this time around. Therefore,
that's
money can go further. But still, 600 million. I mean, if the entire cost was 1.2 billion, you're halfway there with the energy credit alone. But there's plenty of bespoke ways of looking at this. And we must remember as well, the ERSI, in terms of that energy credit, which was criticised at the time, the ERSI did outline that did cushion the blow for those lowest income earners. Yeah. Plus the change in the threshold for the fuel allowance that brought 80,000 new households into being applicable to fuel allowance, and that really cushioned the blow for those low income earners. There were
various measures, and you know, there's been plenty of debate about how much they helped or didn't help, and all of that. And some people say they really did help, but I just wonder: are energy companies giving enough here? Because gas in the wholesale sale market hit a 2-year low in the last couple of weeks. There's no sign of that being passed on. Electricity bills have gone up by 63% for households since March of last year. Wholesale electricity prices are 42% lower. You know, there's no sign of energy companies passing on any of these wholesale drops. We were told by the Taoiseach in March that prices weren't coming down fast enough and government would take action if prices didn't come down. Still no action.
Yeah, well, you certainly won't find me coming out here to defend the energy companies because, look, in fairness, Darren and myself on the Climate Action Committee, we've been pretty robust in questioning energy companies in terms of how they're going to react to ease the burden on households. ESB reporting a profit of $847 million for 12 months. SSE Electricity, $2.1 billion. Yeah. So this, you know, we absolutely have to do a whole body of work in order to tackle that. We have to. We've been told that hedging is the reason for prices staying and remaining at the level that they are. But we're also told that we could expect to see a drop in household profits, household bills around now, and that's not happening. So there's a whole...
My point is the government said that action in March, the Taoiseach said, action will be taken if prices didn't come down.
And look, this is a form of action. I mean, you're talking about a tax on profits and extortion of profits, yeah. And especially
and
for those
and my point to you is, best case scenario, you make €600 million out of that tax and you can give €300 back to households in an energy credit, which is nowhere near going to cover the amount that they're paying extra in their bills over the last, you know, 12 months.
Listen, there'll be a whole debate had in the months leading up to the budget 2024 as to how we ease the burden and ease the pressures on households and businesses in terms of their energy bills. This just helps along the way, and it's a way of clawing back some of those profits. And I must say as well,
I think another
positive here is that many of these windfall gains are coming from clean, renewable wind energy, proving once again that renewable energy isn't just great in terms of emissions, but it's also cheaper.
All right, Darren, is government going to be doing enough here, do you think?
No, it's absolutely not. I think that's the measure by which we have to hold this. You know, bear in mind that the government's initial targets or estimations on how much this windfall tax would bring in was in the region of €1.9 billion. Now it's reduced down to €600 million. I think the government need to go further. They need to tax those 2022 profits from the renewables companies. They also need to look at the threshold at €120 a megawatt hour. Bearing in mind, we already have a scheme.
And will we see a proposal from Sinn Féin again this year to put a cap on electricity bills, or is that something that's gone?
No, well, we debated it as recently as 2 or 3 weeks ago in the Dáil when we had our cost of living package and cost of energy package. I think, and again,
so that's still a Sinn Féin policy proposal.
Ongoing review, but our current proposal is to have it in until the end of July. But bear in mind,
$60 billion over six months in the UK, it's a blank check to energy companies.
So it's not a blank check, and we're living with the blank check that Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael and the Green Party have written for energy companies. Sinn Féin's proposal is not the Tory proposal in Britain. It would be introduced two important things with a windfall tax. They didn't introduce that in Britain, and also it was on the price of the bill in Britain, not on the unit cost. So the concern is that
it's under review, is what you're saying.
No, our proposal is that we would have it in place now because it protects people against the runaway cost of electricity at this point in
so
time.
So it would have been in place until July, is what you're saying.
It would have been in place until July under Sinn Féin government.
Is that the end of it now? Because we're almost in July, so obviously you need to take a look at that again. Is that something you intend to propose again?
Well, bear in mind, we would have introduced a windfall tax by this stage, and instead we're waiting on this government to introduce it. So those two measures come in hand in hand, and the need to avert the risks that...
It sounds to me like we're not going to be hearing anything about that price cap again from Sinn Féin.
No. We literally proposed it again a number of weeks ago during a Dáil debate. It's the right measure. And I have to say, you know, government constantly point towards the Tory example. But actually, when I talk to international colleagues around Europe, this is a measure that's been introduced in a swathe of countries. Okay. This is a case of Irish exceptionalism rather than some sort of an extreme proposal.
Not the case. No, in the UK, that Tory tax, as it was dubbed, I mean, it was $60 billion over the course
of
6 months.
That's not the Sinn Féin proposal, though. That needs to be recognised.
Energy companies in France, $16 billion to introduce a measure like that. We're taking, I suppose, a more cautious approach. But you know, rest assured that when Budget 2024 comes along, there will be measures, including the windfall gain tax,
along
with
other
revenue to ensure that we ease the burden on households and businesses, and that energy companies are held to task.
We'll no doubt be coming back to it. Thank you both very much for joining us, Christopher O'Sullivan and Darren O'Rourke. Let us know what you think. 51551.